From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Today, the World Health Organization raised its pandemic alert level for the new swine flu virus to 4. That means WHO considers the virus to be capable of spreading from person to person and causing community outbreaks. Public health experts around the world are scrambling to figure out how far the new swine flu outbreak is likely to go. NPR's Joanne Silberner has today's news.
The alert level jumped from 3 sporadic outbreaks to 4 sustained outbreaks after the new swine flu virus was found in sick people in 5 countries: Mexico, the U.S., the United Kingdom, Canada, and Spain. Keiji Fukuda is with the World Health Organization.
What this can really be interpreted as is a significant step towards pandemic influenza, but also it is a phase which says that we are not there yet.
It's not till phase 5 that the WHO considers a pandemic to be imminent.
The situation is fluid, and the situation continues to evolve, and we will monitor that.
The acting director of the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, Richard Besser, says the change in the caution level won't affect the actions of public health officials in the U.S.
It doesn't really matter from our perspective what you call this. Our actions are based on what's taking place in our country and in our communities.
So far, the CDC says it's confirmed at least 45 cases in the U.S. Most of the new cases are from that same New York City school where the 20 cases were identified yesterday. There have also been cases in California, Texas, Ohio, and Kansas. How far this will go remains an open question. Wherever it goes, there are ways to stop its spread. People who have flu-like symptoms shouldn't go to work. Everyone should wash their hands often, and the CDC's Besser says people can prepare themselves.
It's also time for people to be thinking about, well, what would I do if my child's school were closed? What would I do for childcare? Would I be able to work from home? It's time to think about that so that you're ready in the event that there were a case in your child's school.
And he says businesses should think about telecommuting and other plans if the new swine flu shows up in their vicinity. No worries about catching the flu from eating pork. The disease doesn't spread that way. But if you're in an affected area, says Besser, be careful who you kiss.
We're not recommending an end of affection during this period. I think it's a period of time where we need a little more affection. But doing it in a way that isn't going to transmit a respiratory disease would be a CDC approach.
As for travel to Mexico, where it appears that more people have been infected and more people have gotten sick or died, the government today released a travel advisory. The suggestion is to avoid non-essential travel, or if you do have to travel to Mexico, avoid being in close situations and wash your hands frequently. The WHO today decided not to recommend any travel restrictions. Again, Keiji Fukuda.
With the virus being widespread, from the international perspective, either closing borders or restricting travel would really have very little effect, if any effect at all, at stopping the movement of this virus.
Instead, he says, mitigation, telling people how to avoid infection, is a better idea. Both the CDC and the World Health Organization are ramping up efforts to develop a vaccine, a process that can take 6 months. Joanne Silberner, NPR News.